Hello, welcome to another episode of Dev Radio. I'm David Giard, and today I'm speaking with Will Malouk from Pixel Squad. Will, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on the road today. I'm in the Detroit, Michigan area. Where are you?
I am in Nottingham, UK.
Nottingham, UK. Excellent. It looks pretty sunny there in Nottingham.
Yeah. Unusually sunny.
Is that right?
It's usually a bit dark and cloudy here, but today it's very nice.
We picked a great day. Tell me about Pixel Squad. What do you guys do?
We make video games. We have only one product, which is called Crime Coast. It's a multi-platform mobile game. We're on Windows Phone. We are also on Android. We are on iOS as well. And we're going to Windows 10 at the end of the year.
Excellent. What does Crime Coast do? What's the option of the game?
Crime Coast is a mix of city building, strategy, and crime type of game. So if you get, say, a bit of SimCity, you get GTA, you get Clash of Clans, and mix them together. You know, that's what Crime Coast is, and it's also a social game. So you're playing with other players. You're talking with other players. You are making mafias or alliances with other players. You can watch people's backs, or you can snitch on them, or you can snitch on them while you watch their backs. You know, you can do a lot of stuff.
The old double cross.
Yes.
So I just downloaded the game about 5 minutes ago, and I was playing with it a little bit. It looks like I recognize the icon here. This is the fellow with the cornrows and the sunglasses. I've seen that before on my Windows phone. It was a featured app, wasn't it?
Yes. We were featured on the Windows App Store on June the 11th of this year. Hmm. And it was really unexpected that we got a huge volume of downloads for Crime Coast on that day. On the first 2 days, we got over 70,000 downloads on
That's
2 days.
Great.
From the Windows store.
What does it mean to be a featured app?
Well, a featured app is going to appear in the front page of the app store, of the Windows apps store when you open your phone. So that means that the first thing you see there is going to be an icon of our game. And we were, you know, we got the same position where you had Halo, for example. Halo was in the same position there that we got. So that gave us really a big boost for this 2 days. We didn't imagine. Because one interesting thing is that we got featured by Apple at the same time on the App Store. Hmm. But it wasn't that big feature at the very top of the App Store. It was just in the best new games category. Okay, it wasn't the editor's choice that they have. Okay.
Very
and
cool.
We got way less downloads from Microsoft, from Apple, than we got from Microsoft.
How long has this game been out?
So it's been since we started our soft launch in March this year. So we were out in just a few countries. It was Canada, the Philippines, New Zealand, and Australia. Okay, from March. We run it in soft launch for a few months until on June the 11th, we released the game globally on three platforms at the same time. So Google, iOS, and Microsoft.
How long did it take you to build this game?
It's a long project. I started alone making the game. I'm a programmer. Okay.
It looks pretty elaborate. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it has loads of features. But I started in 2013, in October 2013, to put it together.
Okay. And you're not alone now, are you?
No. There's a team. We're not a big team at all. We're four people right now. The team keeps changing. The size of our team keeps changing. But during the development, we had a peak of maybe five, six people at the same time working on the project. We've had over 20 contractors, you know, doing things, several types of things, okay, for the game. For example, sound effects, concept art, you know, several types of illustrations and character modeling, animation, rigging, you know, all sorts of things.
Tell me about the technology that went into this game.
So So, okay, it's a Unity game. Okay, the client is Unity. Okay, so okay.
Unity game engine. Are you writing your code in Mono and C Sharp?
In C Sharp, yes.
Okay.
So, and the backend is entirely built on Azure. So we have the SQL server. We use Azure Blobs. We use Redis, the managed Redis service. We use VMs, notification hubs. Now we're building push notifications, so we're going for that. So we even our SVN server, as I was saying previously, we had it on Amazon. Actually, we started on AWS, okay, and we started moving slowly to Azure. Okay.
Oh.
And one of the last things that we moved to Azure were was the our SVN server, which is used for sharing files and versioning and source code.
Yeah,
and that.
Source control. Yep. What was your motivation for moving from Amazon Web Services to Azure?
We had the first motivation we had. Okay, when we started moving the game backend itself was we are part of it, of the Green Shoots program, okay, and Microsoft is one of our partners, and we got all kinds of incentives to move to Azure to start with. So we have Azure credits, we had technical support for free, which was awesome. Okay, they helped us solve a ton of technical problems, and then we also had on the SVN side, we had a lot of technical problems with Amazon, and when we moved to Azure, they were resolved. We never understood quite what was happening there. We
said,
let's try it. Let's try it on Azure to see what happens. Okay, it worked. So that's another thing that happened.
Fair
so now, yeah, we're 95% running on Azure right now.
Hmm. You said the Green Shoots program. I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
Okay, it's a regional thing here in the UK. Okay, it's funding for small and medium companies, for games companies. Okay, and it's a partnership between Microsoft and Creative England, and it's funded by the Regional Growth Fund for the East Midlands, which is the region where we're in here in the UK.
Oh, okay. Are you familiar with BizSpark? Did you take advantage of that at all?
Yes, yes. We have BizSpark, yes. We use
it. Tell me a little bit about how your phone app communicates with Azure. You mentioned SQL Server and Blob Storage and VMs and push notifications. How do those pieces fit together?
Okay, so we have a farm, if you like, of VMs, which are they are the fronts that receives that handle the communication with the game clients. Okay, so we have, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 clients always connected to these servers. Okay, which run in parallel, and these are running the IIS server, which is a Microsoft web server. Okay, and they are stateless. I don't know how technical I can get in this.
As technical as you want, Will.
Okay, so the game server is a stateless, as stateless as possible server.
Yep. Okay. So meaning that every request doesn't remember anything about the request before it.
Yes. So one game session, you might be talking with five different servers, okay, and you're not aware of that because it gets routed, as we have a load balancer, okay, so it gets routed to each one of the servers every time, okay. And we have Redis, which is a memory cache, okay,
yep,
which are the shared memory, the collective memory of all these servers, if you like, okay.
Ah.
And that's for the data that needs to be used very frequently, such as session data, okay, so that you can talk to any server you like, okay.
Okay.
So if we have a lot of volume, a big volume of players, then we can just go and boot 10 more servers, if we like, okay. For example, on the 29th this month, we have a big promotion going. We're going to Amazon as well, and we're going to get featured there. I hope so. Okay. I hope it goes all right. It's always 95. I always say it's 95% until we get there, then it's 100% until we have it. But everything's ready. So we're going to boot a load more of those front ends so that we can serve the extra users. Okay, we started with a lot of stuff on the SQL server, we realized that it wasn't such a good idea to have it to have a lot of data stored on the SQL server.
Okay.
Especially if you have such a volume of players, it's very powerful because you can do queries, very complex queries. You can see, get very deep in the knowledge of, okay, how are things running. You can ask very interesting questions to the database, but it's slow and expensive as well. So we leave that to the data that we really need to ask those questions. We moved a lot of the data that used to be stored in the SQL database to the to blob storage, okay? And that's a very, very efficient and very cost-effective way of storing large volumes of data. So we have all the game states, the cities of the players, they're all stored in blob storage. So that's more or less what we have. So the connection's encrypted between the clients and the servers. We have layers and layers of security to avoid people from hackers from tampering the game or trying to cheat on the game. So far, we aren't aware. In 6 months, nobody cheated on our game. nobody got through the layers that we added. So that's a part that's really, really well implemented.
Is that security is an interesting question. Are you is that different implementing security on Azure than it is on some other host system?
Well, on Azure, it's very similar, okay, to the other systems. The layers that we built in the game, they are that's what makes our game difficult to hack, okay?
Okay.
But on Azure, you have ACLs, access control lists, which you have. It's a pretty much standard thing. So you can filter by IP. You can filter out the ports that you don't want people to access. You know, that kind of thing. It's pretty much standard the security that you have in Azure. You know, that I'm aware of. I know really literally what I know of Azure is just I don't know, maybe 2% of all the stuff that's there. It's huge. You have so many services.
It's getting huger every day too.
Yeah, it's massive.
All right, that's interesting. So the security that you implemented in Azure is really no different than the security you were implementing if you had hosted it yourself.
Yes, but it's impossible to build if we didn't have Azure, or if there weren't things like Azure or AWS or I don't know, GoDaddy, it would have been impossible to build Crime Coast. There's a lot of, building and managing your servers, the amount of time that goes into that is, it's just impossible, to do that with a small team like ours, four guys, you need to, I don't know how many guys you need to maintain something like that. So it's out of question, really.
I agree. I've heard this before. The big advantage of cloud computing is abstracting away all of the what we call the plumbing part of your application, maintaining mm-hmm. the servers, maintaining the VMs, buying the hardware and maintaining that hardware. Those are headaches that aren't part of your core business. Let somebody else handle that. And then, of course, the scalability. If you can suddenly need 10 servers instead of two, you don't have to run to the store and buy them and configure them.
It would have been impossible for us because we started, when we released the game, we didn't know how many players we were going to have. So we basically scaled it up on the fly, okay? So, we would have had to be prepared beforehand, and we would have had to buy those servers, and then deploy them in the data center,
A lot of work, a lot of capital expenditure.
Yes.
What's the most simultaneous players you had in this game? Are you capturing that information?
Yes. I think our records, it's near 5,000 simultaneous players.
Wow.
Okay, that's on launch when we got it featured by Microsoft.
I see.
And Apple at the same time, we had 5,000 simultaneous players, and that was we were sweating here. Okay, because we were really fresh.
You want to see if the scalability actually worked.
Yes. And it just worked. There's an article on Gamma Sutra where Lee Stotz from Microsoft, okay, he co-wrote it with us, that article. We gave him a lot of information on that. And it says how our the launch of our game was, what hurdles we had, you know, during a lot of technical hurdles, you know.
Yeah.
And how we were that close of not being able to serve the users, the players.
Tell me, what was the biggest technical hurdle?
Well, basically, we started with the architecture that wasn't entirely correct, okay, for the game. It wasn't an entirely scalable architecture, okay, when we started. It was, basically, we survived with a single massive VM, okay, serving those players, all those players. We got the top VM we had, and we had one SQL server. We didn't have the Azure blobs there for us. So we simply scaled it. Each one of the options, we said, okay, let's use the best one for them. Now that we're featured, let's just scale them vertically, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, but we managed to migrate that with the game live, okay, in just a few weeks, okay. We moved that with the game live and running, okay. We had only 15 minutes of downtime, okay, in the first month, okay. Well, we migrated it live to a horizontally scalable architecture, okay. So we can boot up several servers if we have more players, and moved it from the database to the blob storage, which is fantastic. You know, we don't have to worry about scalability with that. It scales itself, handles almost any loads of traffic.
Interesting. So scaling out using many medium-sized machines is much better than using one gigantic machine.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
You said, send me a link to that article, please. We'll put it in the show notes here.
Yes, definitely. I'll do.
What's next for Pixel Squad? Are you going to build a new game? Are you going to enhance this one? What's your plans in the next few months?
We are working on Crime Coast. We are going to keep on improving Crime Coast. We have loads of features planned for Crime Coast. We have we have new characters. We have items, an item system planned. We have features that the players requested, like Mafia Wars, that we're working on. We have a promotion coming up now with Amazon. We have a Windows 10 support coming up for Christmas. We have performance improvements. So there's a world of improvements and features that we want to add to Crime Coast before we are ready for our next game. So for the next 4 months, we are working only on Crime Coast before we think about anything else here.
Sounds great. The website is crimecoast.com. Anything else you want to talk about?
No. I'd like to thank you for hosting me, for interviewing me.
I'd like to thank you for being here and sharing your knowledge.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
All right. And this has been another episode of Dev Radio. Thank you for watching.
Thank you very much.